USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With President Biden's open border policy, the infiltration of the U.S.-Mexico border has never been dire. As thousands and thousands of Haitians are illegally entering the United States, Democrat lawmakers on Wednesday urged the Biden administration to suspend deportation flights to Haiti. As severely outnumbered Border Patrol agents on horseback attempt to keep the line, since there is no wall because of current leadership, the White House is focused on mistreatment. Jen Psaki at the lectern.
The horrific video of the CBP officers on horses using brutal and inappropriate measures against innocent people.
Time is short as funding for federal agencies runs out on 1 October. Democrat Senator Dick Durbin said the chamber sometime next week will take up the bill passed by a partisan House vote. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has said if Democrats want to suspend the $28.4 trillion federal debt ceiling, Democrats will have to do it alone. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
As Americans are getting back to air travel, airports around the country are getting thumbs down from flying consumers. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Although more travelers are returning to the skies, their satisfaction with airports is on the decline. A new J.D. Power study found travelers are upset with the limited food and retail options at airports across the country. This comes as many struggle to find employees. Travel intelligence lead at J.D. Power, Michael Taylor, says travelers were happy with any shops or restaurants being open in the height of the pandemic, but now they expect full service at the airport. One of the country's largest airports, Miami International Airport, has the most satisfied travelers. Meanwhile, the John F. Kennedy International Airport and Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport round out the top three. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After months of negotiations, the bipartisan police reform talks have ended without a plan. President Biden on Wednesday criticized Republicans. U.S. Senator Tim Scott accused Democrats of squandering a critical opportunity to complete police reform Wednesday.
It was really whether or not the penalties for cooperating or doing what was mandated, those were takeaways. So in other words, you were going to lose grant money. I'm not going to be a part of defunding the police.
The Republican released a statement after he said Democrats walked away from the negotiation table, and he said that he was deeply disappointed. Democrat Congresswoman Karen Bass of California on CNN claims Senator Scott is the reason negotiations broke down.
But Senator Booker and I were very optimistic because Senator Scott seemed as though he really wanted to see reform take place. And actually, because of the filibuster that your guest was just talking about, we needed those 10 Republican votes. And it just seemed as though Senator Scott had a very difficult time getting to yes. I also think that there were interference from some of the national police organizations. The Fraternal Order of Police actually did negotiate a deal with Senator Booker, but other organizations jumped in and that fell apart as well. So I think he just had a terrible time getting to yes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.